期中测试一。
一，听录音，选出你所听到的句子中包含的单词或短语，每个句子读两遍。
One, you should write down your mistake in your notebook. You should write down your mistake in your notebook.
Two, I've never been to Hong Kong. I've never been to Hong Kong.
Three, seven other planets also go around the sun.Seven other planets also go around the sun.
Four, it's the capital city of Austria. It's the capital city of Austria.
Five, when Alice spoke to a cat, she saw it was smiling. When Alice spoke to a cat, she saw it was smiling.
二，听录音，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。
Six, did you eat pizza on the Great Wall?
No, I took some photos there.
Did you eat pizza on the Great Wall?
No, I took some photos there.
Seven, what does your brother do, Jim?
My brother is a guard in a company.
What does your brother do, Jim?
My brother is a guard in a company.
Eight. What's wrong with me, doctor?
You have a fever. I think you better take some medicine and stay in bed.
What's wrong with me, doctor?
You have a fever. I think you better take some medicine and stay in bed.
Nine.It's a nice pen. How much did you spend on it?
It costs 5 yuan.
It's a nice pen. How much did you spend on it?
It costs 5 yuan.
10. Who is your hero, Tom?
Superman is my hero.
Who is your hero, Tom?
Superman is my hero.
三，听录音，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。听第一段材料，完成第十一至十二小题。
Which season do you like best, Rose?
I like spring best.
Why?
Because everything begins to grow in spring. I think it's the best time for studying.
Do you like summer?
Yes, I do. I enjoy swimming very much. What about you, Jack?
Me too. Autumn is a nice season, isn't it?
Yes, I love it too. It's harvest time. The farmers are very busy at this time of year.
What do you usually do at this time?
I usually help pick apples on the farm.
How is the weather in winter there?
It's not very cold. The temperature usually stays between 0 and 15 degrees centigrade.
Which season do you like best, Rose?
I like spring best.
Why?
Because everything begins to grow in spring.I think it's the best time for studying.
Do you like summer?
Yes, I do. I enjoy swimming very much. What about you, Jack?
Me too. Autumn is a nice season, isn't it?
Yes, I love it too. It's harvest time. The farmers are very busy at this time of year.
What do you usually do at this time?
I usually help pick apples on the farm.
How is the weather in winter there?
It's not very cold.The temperature usually stays between 0 and 15 degrees centigrade.
听第二段材料，完成第十三至十五小题。
Did you get your report card today, Scott?
Yes, I did.
So, how did you do?
I did okay in some subjects.
What did your Chinese teacher say?
Mrs. Smith said I was better than last year.
That's not so good. What did Mr. Green say?
He said I was hardworking and was one of the best students at maths.
That's nice. What did your science teacher, Mrs. Brown, say?
Well, she said I was lazy, but Mum, I have tried my best.
Did you get your report card today, Scott?
Yes, I did.
So, how did you do?
I did okay in some subjects.
What did your Chinese teacher say?
Mrs. Smith said I was better than last year.
That's not so good. What did Mr. Green say?
He said I was hardworking and was one of the best students at maths.
That's nice. What did your science teacher, Mrs. Brown, say?
Well, she said I was lazy, but Mum, I have tried my best.
听录音，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。
Richard was driving to work when the car came to a stop. He tried to start the engine, but it wasn't working. Then he tried to ring the workshop, but his phone wasn't working either. Richard decided to walk the rest of the way to work, but before long he realized that he was lost. It began to rain heavily.He wanted to take a taxi, but there were no taxis at all. He was so tired that he fell asleep on the road. Suddenly, he heard his director call, "Richard! Richard! Wake up! Time to begin our film. The other actors are all here waiting for you." Then he realized that it had all been a strange dream, and in fact, he had been in the workshop all the time. He looked out of the window and saw the sun was shining brightly in the sky.Richard was driving to work when the car came to a stop. He tried to start the engine, but it wasn't working. Then he tried to ring the workshop, but his phone wasn't working either. Richard decided to walk the rest of the way to work, but before long he realized that he was lost. It began to rain heavily. He wanted to take a taxi, but there were no taxis at all. He was so tired that he fell asleep on the road. Suddenly he heard his director call, "Richard, Richard, wake up!Time to begin our film. The other actors are all here waiting for you." Then he realized that it had all been a strange dream, and in fact, he had been in the workshop all the time. He looked out of the window and saw the sun was shining brightly in the sky.
Five. 听录音，完成下列表格。短文读两遍。
Our new English teacher, Mr. White, comes from America. He smiles a lot and he's friendly but speaks very fast. It's difficult to understand his words. He asks us to speak English all the time in our English lessons. At first, Mr. White introduced himself and showed us photo of his family. He has got a big family, two brothers and a sister. His brother both look like him. They are very tall and they have dark hair.His sister has fair hair. He told us about America and Americans. He showed us how Americans say, "Hi, how are you doing?" and shake hands when they meet people. We all practiced. That was fun. And he also told us that Americans are cheerful, lively people. They smile a lot and are usually friendly because Americans think it's polite to be friendly.At the end of the lesson, we said goodbye, see you soon to everyone. English lessons are going to be enjoyable. He asked us to speak English all the time in our English lessons. At first, Mr. White introduced himself and showed us a photo of his family. He has got a big family, two brothers and a sister. His brother both look like him. They are very tall and they have dark hair. His sister has fair hair. He told us about America and Americans. He showed us how Americans say, "Hi, how are you doing?" and shake hands when they meet people. We all practiced. That was fun. And he also told us that Americans are cheerful, lively people. They smile a lot and are usually friendly because Americans think it's polite to be friendly. At the end of the lesson, we said goodbye, see you soon to everyone. English lessons are going to be enjoyable.